Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, pets can be great companions during this stressful time, but their lives have also been altered by stay-at-home orders. So what should we be doing to make sure our dogs and cats are healthy and happy? Joining us now from Chicago by Skype is Steve Dale, who's a certified animal behavior consultant. Steve, welcome.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Well, and I have to say, as a dog owner, I am most excited about the idea that the dog groomers will eventually be able to open in some form, because my dog definitely needs a haircut. What do you say to people out there who are in the same situation? Should they wait it out or try to groom the dog themselves?
You know, it depends. That's one of those state-by-state things. So right now, some states have already opened up where dog groomers are available for you, and the dogs are in desperate need. In other states, it'll be a while. If you know it's going to be a while and you know your dog is really getting to the point where that dog needs a haircut, contact your veterinarian, because some veterinary professionals can give you advice about where to go or at least what to do. Make sure the hair is out of the dog's eyes, because that's not fair, right? Imagine your vision being impaired every day, all day. So if you can do that safely without poking your dog in the eye, that's a thing to do. And also be sure to keep up with brushing of your dog so the hair doesn't get matted in the first place.
As you know, many people are adopting pets during this time. If you get a new puppy right now, and you're in this weird situation where the dog doesn't really get to play with other dogs or see that many other people, is that a problem for a dog, for a puppy?
Yes, potentially, because socialization is so incredibly important. And there's a period of time where there is a window where dogs are sponges and they socialize very easy. And it's very, very important, because without it, we know dogs can develop behavior problems as a result of not being socialized. So let's be creative and find ways to socialize those puppies.
And what about the idea that the dog is at home and there may be a lot of people around all the time? What happens when things get back to normal or different than they are now, and then all of a sudden the dog has separation anxiety? How do you stop that from happening?
Well, I think it's going to happen. I think that's a very good question. And the dogs are with us 24/7, all day, every day. Adoptions are up. Fosters are up. That's great, except we are there all the time with these dogs, who in some cases have never been left alone. So you can start by setting up a camera. They are not expensive. And then go away. Take everyone with you except the dog and see how the dog does being left home alone. Also, leave some treats out. If those treats are not scarfed up, that's a red flag right there for most dogs. If you think your dog may have some difficulties, now is the time to start working on it. There are lots of products available, pheromone products. There's even one that it looks like a little halo, and you hold it over your dog's head, and it actually lowers the anxiety in your dog. There are nutraceutical products available. You can contact your veterinarian and say, what do I do now? Because leaving it alone is the worst thing you can do. The dogs are generally not going to figure out, well, he'll be home, I'll be okay. It actually, left alone, typically gets worse before it gets better.
What about cats? You know, the Wall Street Journal had a very funny little two op-eds, one from a dog, one from a cat. And the dog says, why not work from home forever? And the cat says, America needs to get back to work. Enough is enough. What are cats thinking, and what should you be worried about if you're a cat owner at this time?
You know, the truth of the matter is that, and those of you who have cats know this and understand this. Well, cats are very different than dogs. They love us too. They appreciate the fact that we're there. Now, with the kids there all the time and maybe only paying attention to the cats, that might be a bit too much for some cats. But overall, they appreciate the fact that we are there. The thing is, they may adjust better than dogs when we suddenly go back to the office. And, you know, the dogs aren't getting an email in advance saying this is going to happen 3 weeks from Tuesday.
Right,
they have no way to know what's coming or why it's coming. So I'm more concerned about dogs in that regard.
That is Steve Dale, who is a certified animal behavior consultant. Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you.